So we finally meet. Me, miss? No, sweetie. If I wanted to impale you then, I would have done so. Just think of it as a warning of what's to come if you step out of line. It may be hard to believe, but humans are quite a, how do I say this, rare delicacy to us. It's not every day that one voluntarily shows up in our humble abode. Oh, not sure how you got here, you say? Well, how unfortunate. Despite the situation you're in, you seem quite calm, and honestly, I applaud you. And for that, I have a proposition for you, human. It would be foolish of me to squander such an opportunity, as well as execute our very first guest in ages. Now, you have two options. First being, you can continue to live alongside us, and your safety will be guaranteed. We shall procure all necessities for you, from food to other essential items you need. In exchange, you will be our toy, fulfilling all our desires till the day you die. You will also act as a breeding bull. You will be expected to mate with human women, impregnating them. Oh, yes. Quick on the uptake. I like that in a man. The offspring you produce will be our livestock. The second option is that we put an end to this chatter and decapitate you. But that would be at the very end after I slowly cut off all your appendages. From every joint on your fingers to your toes, working up towards your calves, then to your thighs. I'm sure you'll enjoy the sight of me devouring your cock. Literally. Honestly, the best part to devouring humans isn't the flesh or the blood. It's the delicious screams. It just turns me on even more. So, what will it be, love? Would you rather drown in pleasure, or perhaps drown in tears and blood? Good answer. Now, that's settled. Let's move on to the second stipulation needed for this accord. Oh, I didn't quite explain, did I? It would be rude of me not to get your consent on the matter. After all, I was the one that presented you the two offers. The second requirement is seeing that you are able to perform the job. What's the point of granting you all these benefits if you aren't well equipped for the job? You would be no better than the livestock. It's imperative that I am able to gain something from this agreement as well, don't you think? From what I can see, it seems that you're raring to go. Tell me, human, do you find me attractive? I'm not one to brag, but I cannot deny that I am well endowed to the point human men may call me erotic, voluptuous, fuckable, possibly bringing about a feeling of lust, pure carnal desire to ravage me. Titillating, isn't it? I don't blame you. I want to devour you myself. All jokes aside, humans and vampires aren't all that different. To be honest, you humans are more of the monsters than we are. Giving in to your desires, stomping on every other life form, perceiving to be the center of the universe, justifying all your misdeeds to be a needed sacrifice for the better good. But I digress. let's get back to assessing you. Now, beg. What do you want me to do to you? Oh my, how bold. I thought you'd be scared about the things I said earlier. Are you possibly masochistic? Well, to each their own. I'll devour you like you requested. Don't die now. The pleasure might shock. Quite big. That's wonderful. Look at you twitch just from my breath hitting your dick. It's like you're about to explode at any moment. Hopefully you can manage. How's this? Do you like the sensation of my mouth furiously tugging on your dick? No need to be shy. Be honest with your desires. That's it. Give in to your desires. What's your request? My tits. I mean, I don't mind. It is your life on the line. Are these to your liking? Prepare yourself. I'm going to take your entire length down my throat. I can feel your pre-cum dripping down my throat. You're close, aren't you? A little warning would have been nice. I didn't expect you to unload so much. Look at you. What a mess I made out of you. Poor baby. Don't worry, I'll clean you right up. Oh my, looks like you're ready for another round. Unfortunately, we'll have to assess you more thoroughly another time. I have other matters to attend to. I will have someone show you to your room, so be a good boy and wait for me. No use protesting. I'll make sure to milk you later. All in due time, love.